From Spark and Anvil and Climate Quest, this is Round and Tilt, in Chapter 1 of the Climate Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the center of the Climate Quest geography lab, a young explorer named Alex stood with their arms crossed, looking puzzled. "I still think I've got it," Alex said, pointing a finger at a big, bright lamp in the corner that was pretending to be the sun. "It's summer when Earth is closer to the sun, and winter when it's farther away. Easy." A smooth, calm voice echoed from the far wall. "Ah, an easy answer. Those are lovely, but not always the whole story." A character who looked like a walking, talking hoop glided along a huge oval diagram painted on the floor. This was Round. Their movements were graceful and predictable, always following the same path. From the center of the room, a globe on a stand wobbled excitedly. "Not the whole story? It's not even the main character," the globe chirped. The globe was permanently leaning to one side, as if perpetually curious about something on the floor. This was Tilt. "If you think it's all about distance, you're in for a surprise." Round circled smoothly to a stop near Alex. "Tilt and I work together. It's a team effort, but most people give me a little too much credit for the seasons." Tilt wobbled again, their polar ice cap glinting under the lab lights. "A lot too much credit. Let's set the story straight. It's time to talk about the lean."
Round gestured for Alex to follow them along the giant oval path on the floor. "This is my job," Round explained, their voice a low hum. "I guide the Earth on its year-long journey around the sun. My path isn't a perfect circle. It's a bit of an egg shape, an ellipse." They stopped at one end of the oval, a spot marked with a little painted snowflake. "Right here," Round said, tapping the spot with a smooth, featureless hand. "This is when the top half of the Earth, the northern hemisphere, is actually closest to the sun. This happens in January." Alex's eyes went wide. "But that's the middle of winter. It's freezing in January." "Exactly," Round beamed. "My little change in distance is real. But for most places, it's not the main reason you're building snowmen or heading to the beach. If I were the only one in charge, the seasons would be much, much milder. And for people in the northern hemisphere, they'd be completely backward." Round started moving again, gliding toward the other end of the oval. "My part of the story is about the long, steady journey, the calendar of the year. But the drama of the seasons, for that, you need my partner."
"My turn," Tilt shouted, spinning with a happy wobble. "Come over here. Forget distance for a second and think about aim." Alex walked over to the globe. Tilt leaned proudly, never quite standing up straight. "See this lean? I'm not broken. I'm tilted. The Earth is always tilted on its axis, about 23.5 degrees. I never, ever straighten up. It's my most important feature." Tilt pointed a little metal arm towards the sun lamp. "Imagine the sun's light is like water from a giant spray bottle. When the northern hemisphere is tilted towards the sun, like this," they angled the top of the globe toward the lamp. "It gets a direct blast of light and heat, a full-on soaking. That's summer." Alex peered closely. The light was hitting North America straight on. "But," Tilt continued, "as Round carries us to the other side of the orbit, my lean stays pointed the same way in space. Now look, the globe was on the other side of its imaginary orbit, but still tilted in the same direction. The top half was now leaning away from the lamp. See? The sunlight hits us at a low angle. It's a glancing blow. The light and heat are spread out and weaker. That's winter. It's not about being far away. It's about getting a less direct hit."
"Let's put it all together," Round said, gliding back toward the center of the room. "Teamwork makes the dream work. Or in our case, the seasons happen." Tilt nodded eagerly. "Show them, Round. Take us on a trip." Round picked up a small model of the Earth from a shelf, a little blue and green marble that was also permanently tilted, just like its larger friend. They began to carry it along the oval path on the floor. "Okay, Alex, watch the tilt,"
Round instructed. It never changes its direction compared to the rest of the room. It's always pointing toward that far wall over there. As Round moved the model along the path, Alex saw it happen. When the model was at the January spot, closest to the sun lamp, the northern half was clearly tilted away from the light. It was getting that weak, glancing sunlight Tilt talked about. Winter. Then Round gracefully carried the model to the July spot on the far side of the orbit, the point farthest from the sun lamp. Because the lean hadn't changed, the northern half was now tilted directly into the bright beam of the lamp. It was getting the full blast. Summer. Whoa, Alex breathed. So you're farthest away in summer, but you're getting more direct sun because of the tilt. That's our whole story, Tilt and Round said at the same time.
Alex stood back, looking from the looping path on the floor to the wobbly globe in the center. Okay, I get it now. Round, you're in charge of the whole trip, the year. But Tilt, you're the one who decides if we should wear a t-shirt or a parka. The lean is the real deal. Precisely, Round said with a satisfied hum. My distance matters a little bit, but Tilt's angle is the star of the show for seasons in places like North America, Europe, and Asia. Tilt did a little celebratory wobble. It's all about the angle of the dangle. The lean is the reason for the season. It's why one part of the world is having summer, while the other is having winter. We're opposites. Alex smiled. It wasn't about one simple answer, but two things working together. One made the year go by, and the other made it interesting. It's a pretty cool system, Alex said. We think so, Round and Tilt replied in unison. In the geography lab, the sun lamp shone steadily. And Alex felt it too. That warm, settled glow you get when a puzzle finally fits together. When the world feels a little friendlier because you understand it. The two partners stood proud and happy, ready to share that same warm click of understanding with the next explorer who wandered in.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Round and Tilt. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.